Blog Talk Radio.
Bless to be your holy name from Genesis.
IBK, Spaceship Boy, and y'all tuned into
Angels of Melody Radio Show
with my girl, Angel on Deck. We international, baby.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host today. A lot of y'all know me as Evangelist Tanya Johnson, but I also go by Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for all of you tuning in right now around the world. We just thank God. This is a great show on today. We're not going to be before you all long. But we just thank God for Bring Down the Glory. This is the Bring Down the Glory live promo interview right here today. And we're just grateful for what the Lord is doing. We have a great event that is going on tomorrow. I'm telling you, I am so excited about tomorrow. The Levites Ministry presents Bring Down the Glory with Minister John Hugo Chukwu. And we thank God it's going to be at the Winners Chapel here in Detroit at 13980 Greenfield Road, right here in Detroit, y'all, Detroit, Michigan. And I'm telling you, I was talking to a lot of the artists around the world, especially in Africa, and they are so excited because we're going to be heard live from this show tomorrow. We will be in the house with Angels of Melody, and also with me will be Worship Radio. And I'll tell you, we just thank God where we're going to be heard live all over the world through radio and through web streaming. And so we're just excited. And the doors open at 6 p.m. It is free admission. And we have great, you know, ministers of music that will be in the house. I'm telling you, I'm really, really excited. We have, now y'all know, y'all bear with me with names here. Because y'all know sometimes I get the names, you know, I try to pronounce them, but I be getting them right, though. So in the house tomorrow, we want to give a shout-out to host Pastor Abraham Adeniji. I think I said that right, of RCCG Winners Chapel right here in Detroit. He's the host pastor. And so we thank God for him. And also we have a recording artist, Elder Stephen Anderson. I'm telling you, he's not a stranger to me at all. We were all together at the Edge Christian Light Club here in Detroit, and he was there. And I'm telling you, it was just great. And also we have Jessica Clement. We have our brother, Pastor Solomon Bright. And then also we have our sister, Stacy. Now I'm going to say the name. Stacy. Abel. And then we have our other sister, Ann, Ema Fitton. And then I think I said all the names, didn't I? And our brother John. We can't forget John now. We cannot forget John Hugo Chukwu. I'm telling you, we just thank God for all of our ministers. And then we have who else we have? Am I missing somebody? I think I am missing someone that's on the air. Oh, Al Bettis. Yes, we can't forget about Al. And so we just thank God, and we have them on the line with us. We have a few of the artists that's online, and right now we're going to go to our brother, Minister John, because he's going to talk more about this great Bring Down the Glory concert on tomorrow. And then right after him, I see we have our a few of our ministering artists on the line with us. So I'm excited about that as well. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. So we have all of them from what I'm seeing. We have a few of our ministering artists, and we thank God for Elder Stephen Anderson. And I see him on as well. And so, but right now, before we go to these great men and women of God that's featured on here tomorrow, we are going to go first to our brother, as I said, Minister John. So let's click Minister John on. I'm telling you, I'm just excited. God bless you, Minister John.
God bless you.
Did I get the names right? Did I say the names right?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You did a great job. You did a great job, woman of God. You did a great, great job. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, too. You know what? I'm so excited, man of God, what's going on tomorrow. You just don't know. It's not going fast enough for me. I'm looking at the clock like, come on, Friday, let's hurry up. I'm ready. So we're going to have you reintroduce yourself and talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, my sister. My name once again is Brother John Ugochukwu, a minister of the word and a minister of songs, and I'm delighted to come your way this morning. But I just want to, before I go ahead, I want to just sing a song very quickly. Just join me, because I'm really short of words.
Wow.
I'm really short of words. I do not know why God loves a man like me. I don't know what I did. I don't know why what I did to deserve his love. Oh! He's an awesome God. Just a second, let me minister the song as I go down.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord! How can you love a man like me? Oh, Lord! How can you love a man like me? Yeah. Oh, Lord! How can you love a man like me? I'm wondering why God loves me so much, and I'm sure everyone that's listening knows that we have a loving Father. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. He's faithful. He's dependable. He's reliable. He's the sage of the ages. He's the ancient of days. He is God all by himself. He does not need the approval of any man to be God. He is the Almighty. He is the faithful one. He is the dependable one. People of God and every listener, come your way as a minister of the gospel to live the name of him that deserves our praises, whom the 24 elders worship day and night, sing, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, who was and is to come, the ancient one, the lily of the valley, bright and morning, sir. I come to declare to someone that the Lord, our God, is a faithful God. The word of God says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says that I am confident of this very thing, that he who began his good work in us, that he is faithful to complete it, even unto the day of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
People of God, I do not know what you have started. I don't know what you have started. I don't know if you have started a family, or you started a business, or you started a ministry, whatever it is that you have started. I want you to know that if that thing that you're telling is good, that it's going to be attacked from right, front, and center. But I also want you to know that there is a God who is able to keep you, who said that he will not leave you and he will not forsake you. That he has, what, that which he has spoken concerning you, he will bring to pass. No matter the attack coming right from left and to the back and to the wherever he is coming from, that he is able to keep you and able to deliver you.
Yeah.
And that is
why we put together
this event that bring down the glory of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Where we want everyone who loves God, who desires to fellowship with him and to abide in his presence, to come before the people of God as we lift holy hands, as we tabernacle with his holy presence, as we worship his holy name, that we all, everybody, everywhere, will join together and glorify the name of our God.
Oh,
and in these
days
and in these times, it's important that Christians know who they stand for. Our identity is very important in these days. We need to identify ourselves. We need to stand out.
That's right.
And it's a very important thing that we set out this program so that we can reach souls from east, west, north, and south.
Yeah.
Win souls and to advance the kingdom of God and to continue to propagate the good news of the gospel. To declare to the world that our Lord liveth and to declare to the world that Christ is coming back again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no matter what we are doing, whatever we are doing, whatever we are doing in life, we should desire that we should end well and we should end with Christ.
Amen.
Whatever it is that we have become or whatever we can ever become,
that's right.
That he is the one that has the final say.
That's right.
And I want to use this opportunity, brothers and sisters, to invite everyone listening to my voice this morning to this event that is going down tomorrow evening by 6 o'clock. The doors are open by 6 o'clock at Detroit, Winners Chapel. Winners Chapel, Detroit, and
is at 13980 Greenfield Road, Detroit, Michigan.
The zip code is 48227. And everybody will come before God. The artists that are ministering, everyone is fired up. Everyone has been waiting on the Lord,
to receive from God. And I can tell you, I can assure you that the ministration that I'm having with one of my partners, one of the ministers here, you can't describe it. You feel the awesome presence of God. You know that God has ordained this event. That this event is going to touch people's lives and it's going to bless people abundantly.
That's
people
one.
Of God, wherever you are, tell somebody about this event. Invite
Amen.
Somebody. Whoever it is that is looking for a touch of God, there's no other place to be than to be at this event Friday evening.
Amen.
The Anderson Stephen been so prepared, so fired up.
Yes.
Our
sister
yes. Able, so anointed and so powerful. It's promised that God will touch people's lives and do miraculous things in people's lives.
That's right.
And then Sister Anne in Macedon, and even Pastor Solomon Bride that I'm sitting by now, right now, we're all fired up and ready to go.
All right.
And I want to speak to somebody, I want to encourage somebody, make haste to come to the, there's no other better place to be than the presence
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Than the place of worship. And I want to pray for somebody this morning. I want to pray that the Lord God of heaven,
oh,
who
yes.
has called you, that he will not forsake you.
That's right.
That your God will not abandon you.
Yeah,
that you will complete
you.
And perfect everything that he has spoken concerning you.
Yes.
That your enemies will not laugh at you.
Amen.
That you will excel and that you will grow, you will increase.
Yes.
That doors will open, that the heavens will open and your name will be heard across the globe.
Amen.
As
that's
the person
right.
of God that the Lord has called and called for the purpose of promoting the gospel.
Yeah.
And our God will bless you. We look forward to seeing you. We look forward to seeing you. Just like I sang the song that sang says, oh God, how could you love a man like me?
That's,
how
yeah.
could you love a man like me?
with all my weaknesses, with all my unfaithfulness, my shortcomings, how could you love a man like me?
Amen.
And I know there are millions of people out there who are saying the same thing, who share his testimony and asking, why me? How could you love a man like me? How could you love someone like me? What have I done? What did I do to deserve this love?
I know.
But he's a loving Father. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes. My God. My God, we thank God.
Love, how could you love a man like me?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. I'm telling you. Brother, you get me amped up over here now.
Hallelujah.
I'm really excited.
Pastor Solomon is standing by.
Yes.
You are the bright and morning star. You are the lily of the valley. Rose of Sharon is your name. Ancient of this we worship. Jehovah Zikenu, we worship your holy name, cause you will be of my praise. Oh Lord, oh Lord, how could you love a man like me? You are worthy, Lord. Oh yeah, how could you love someone like me? May he could you love a man like me? How could you love a man like me? Begin to give you praise this morning, Lord. Because we know, I was just thinking in my heart this morning. I said, the title of this program says, Bringing Down the Glory of the Lord. I was just wondering in my heart, what is that thing that will bring down the glory of God?
Yes.
According to the Bible, he says, let us praise him. He said, praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his holy temple, in the firmament of his power. And at the end of that Bible verse, he said, let everything that has breath praise the name of the Lord. Because I'm alive today, I'm a living witness to testify that according to how the title of this program denotes, bringing down the glory, that the power of praise will make manifest. Starting from today, the program is already started. I don't mind you just walking in any time. The program is already started. You can walk in and come and be refreshed in his presence. You can just walk in into the church and begin to refresh, to, you know, walk in and begin to receive in his presence. Because there is a mighty wind that is going to blow on Friday. I mean, being the eve of Valentine, I just want you to have in mind that that is a right way to prepare out love. That the Lord will touch the hearts of many. As many as that will come for that program, the mighty wind of the Lord will bring forth healing in this time. It will bring forth, it will manifest his power. Every sickness in your body, no matter any infirmity, diabetes will die, cancer will disappear. Any type of infirmity in your life, just come with, and the Bible says, come be with heavy laden, that I'm here to take them down to heal from you. That the healing power from above, will show forth this power. Lord, we give you praise. That like never before, as we praise you, Lord Jesus, you will move in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh,
we also hand over the program into your hands, Lord Jesus, and say, Lord, come Friday. Let the wind of glory, let the wind of glory begin to blow. Come Friday, anyone that comes with heavy laden, Lord, you shall make them smile back home. They shall be living testimonies. Lord, like never before, the anchor of your love will draw us near to your worship. In the mighty name of Jesus. We also commit this particular medium
this media that you are using right now, Lord. We thank God for evangelist Angel of Melody, Toya.
Yes.
We love you and we believe the Almighty God will do tremendous things in your life. We will make you grow taller than you are made. Whatsoever you are desire, you will acquire them by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak grace. We speak mercy. We speak lifting upon your head. For a man to succeed is when he's well prepared. When you are well prepared, you will be well referred. Because you have been well prepared in this work you are doing. The Lord God Almighty, the referrer, will refer you to mighty men in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Hope to see you all at Wheeler's Chapel, Redeemed Christian Church of God, Wheeler's Chapel, Greenfield. God bless you all. See you there. You will be hearing much of me with a saxophone, and I will also be doing some worship songs, and the Lord is going to use us tremendously. I tell you, this is a kind of event that you can't afford to miss. Make sure you are there, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm telling you, when he said that it's going down, it's going now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, I'm telling you, it's falling right now. I'm feeling it. And we thank God. I'm telling you, we got a brother that's listening in. He's one of my greatest DJs there in Amsterdam, Netherlands. We thank God for our brother and man of God, DJ Thullaways. He said he's feeling it there, too, already. And we thank God for him and our sister listening in, Lady A. And we just thank God for you, Minister John, and I'm telling you, we're gonna click on our brother Stephen Anderson. I see him on the line, and we're gonna hear from him, and I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I'm just
all right,
I'm excited. Yes, Elder Stephen, are you there?
Bless you, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm enjoying what I've heard thus far.
I know, I'm sitting here like in tears, like, oh my God, you know, I just feel it so thick. And, you know, I thank God for you, Elder Stephen. You probably would know my face when you see me on tomorrow, because when me and Minister John was talking, you know, I told him, he said, Elder Stephen, he's on the program. And I knew the name was sounding familiar, and I remember you at the Edge, the Christian Light Club with Bishop Lord.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's Angel of Melody, Angel on Deck, Angel of Melody that they were talking about. I was there that night.
Okay. Bless you.
Yes, bless you. So I'm so excited when I heard that you were a part of this, and I tell you, I just thank God for Minister John and all of our family that's going to be there tomorrow. I am excited. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do. I'm excited. Right now, Elder Stephen, I want you to just reintroduce yourself and just talk a little bit about tomorrow. What are you looking for God to do? And I know you're excited, but what are you looking for to happen on tomorrow?
Okay, well, like you said, my name is Elder Stephen Anderson. You know, I'm here in Detroit, and I'm also a preacher, you know, of the gospel and also sing the gospel. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We come into a place where we get caught into the movement of who God is. We get caught into the very essence of His presence, and that people are healed, people are delivered, people are made whole. You know, that people that have liquid prayers and concerns before God, that when they come in tomorrow, that they'll get in His presence, and the Lord begin to speak prophetically to them, begin to answer, and begin to move in their lives on tomorrow. So, we're looking for God to do the unspeakable thing tomorrow. You know, that when you're in the presence of the Lord, I mean, anything can happen. That's, you know, we come into His glory. So where God's glory is, I mean, He reigns. His power is there. His anointing is there. His love is there. So you'll be in a place where you won't be without. So, God, you know, I believe there's going to be an atmosphere where all sufficiency will come into manifestation tomorrow, and we experience the presence of God through worship.
Yeah, You know, I'm really excited. I'm when I say this, Elder Stephen, I am really feeling the fire of God. And I'm telling you, it's just like the tears are just like falling down my face right now. I thank the Lord for what's going to happen. It's like I said, the atmosphere is already set, and I'm looking for a mighty, mighty divine overflow. I'm telling you, I'm just really coming with my cup, you know, ready to be filled on tomorrow. And it's just an honor that you and others are part of this, and I'm just excited, and we're going to be able to be heard around the world live and seen around the world. People in Africa, all over in Amsterdam, everywhere, will be able to see it. And so we're going to be coming, me, myself, and also Worship Radio, we will be coming to the church sometime today to, you know, look around and where we're going to be set up and everything for tomorrow. But I'm just really excited. And I thank God for you, man of God, for, you know, calling in. You know, because I know different ones have stuff to do, but I'm glad that you called in. I wanted to do this today just to let the world know that we are ready and set for tomorrow. And I'm just excited. Oh, yeah. So, in saying
glad to be
that,
a part of it.
Yes, I'm excited. I said, wow, I just saw him a few weeks ago, and I get a chance to see him again. I'm like, oh, wow, this is going to be awesome. And so in saying that, I wanted you to say a word of prayer, because that's what I want to do with each one, to just say a word of prayer. We have nations listening in all over, and there's some people, men of God, right now today that are just down and out, and they're saying, Lord, where are you? What would you say to those that are saying this today? Lord, where are you? This is going on in my country. This is happening in my state. What would you say? And then, man of God, as God leads you, say a word of prayer.
I would want to encourage the people to know that God is not forgotten. He is a God that keeps his word. He's going to keep his word concerning us, and that he's going to make a way of escape. I know a lot of us, we're dealing in the season. You know, it seemed like we walked into a new year, and we made all these decrees, and we said all this is going to happen. We were believing for these things to happen, and it seemed like it's not manifested. But but God, you know, like he redeemed Israel, he made a promise to us in the book of Isaiah. He said, I'll make a stream in the desert for you.
Yes.
He said, I'll make a way in the wilderness for you. And that's in the 43rd chapter. But if you go back to the 42nd chapter, he told him, he said, not only will I do this, because he promised it before it even happened. He said, before I do this new thing. So people need to prepare their mind for the new thing, because what happens is we're so busy worried about being enslaved into where we're in right now, to the season, to the moment, that we can't think about the new thing, and that is the promise of God. So God has made a promise that he's going to do a new thing. So some things he said, don't even consider the former things. He said, matter of fact, throw it all away. Don't even worry about it. He said, I'm about to make a new way of escape for you. So, but in the 42nd chapter, he told him he was going to do this anyway. He said, not only am I going to make a way of escape, he said, but before you get there, he said, I'm going to hold your hand.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm holding your hand, because I need you to understand that I am with you, and I made you for my pleasure. So we got to understand that God is about to do something new and something great and miraculous in our lives. I know it seems like everything is just, it's a shot. It just seems like we reinvent the wheel, doing it all over again. But like his word promises, he said, listen, he said, if you wait on me, he said, be of good cheer. He said, wait on me. He said, I'll give you strength. I'll let you mount up. So we got to believe that God is about to make a way for us. He's about to do a new thing, even in the wilderness. He's going to make a way to escape. And where the dry place is, where it seems like it's dried up, it's about dry rotted. God about to let that thing be revitalized. He's about to bring vitality back to it. Because he promised in the book of John, the 10th chapter, he said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So when he made that promise to give us life more abundance, he said, I'm about to bring vitality back to you. So your situation is not dead. There's a way of escape, and God is about to bring hope back to your situation. But you have to remember, you can't remember the former things. You got to remember his promise. Don't get caught up on just the prophecy, but remember his promise. And he said, my promises are yea and amen. So he has to fulfill his word. He cannot lie. So I want people to understand out there that God has a promise concerning you. Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I know the thoughts I have of you. The thoughts of peace and not of evil. Give you hope to be even expected in. He already know how your end is going to be. But you have to remember that there's a promise, and pursue the promise, pursue the hope, and go after God and change your appetite. You know, just don't feast on what you had before, because now you're malnourished. You know, he said, I want to change your appetite. I want you to have a different thirst. I want you to have a different hunger. And remember what I said to you. And he's going to do what he said. So we got to remember, God's about to make a way of escape. The enemy's already defeated. What he said is a lie. We got to cast down the imaginations. We got to destroy the conversations that the enemy has brought in our head. And remember that God has done it before. He'll do whatever he said, and he'll do it again. We've seen God work before, so we just have to believe God to do it again and know that God is going to hold his word. He's going to hold up his word.
That's right.
He said, before his word fell, heaven and earth will pass away. So
he's going to
keep his word, and that's what we got to hold on to. It gives life. It gives power. It says, a lamp unto my feet, light on my path. I can quote the scripture all day about it, but we have to know for ourselves that God's word is true. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, you know, and that's why I want people to be encouraged to know that all is not lost, and that God is about to give you that new thing. He's about to make the new thing happen.
Because
the old stuff, it doesn't do you no good no more. You just reinvent the wheel. So no need rehashing the prayer about it. Give it to the Lord. Take the burden to the Lord. Leave it to God. And God has the final say-so in the matter.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. All right. A man of God, say a word of a prayer for us all.
Okay. God, we thank you for who you are to us. We thank you for life.
Bless.
We thank you for health and strength, God. We thank you for being our Redeemer, God. God, we thank you for being our mind regulator. We thank you for being the peace giver, God. God, we ask you right now, God, to just cover us with your blood. God, meet us on tomorrow night, God. You're already moving by your spirit. God, we don't need you to just move, just be there. But, God, we need to get caught up in your movement, God, because you're already moving. You're already destroying yokes, God. You already made ways that all we have to do is walk into the blessing, God, and stand in faith believing that you're going to do what you said you're going to do. God, help us that we come in tomorrow night with great expectations. Not just for numbers, not just for a crowd, but God, and we not get up through any vainglory to entertain the people of God, that we sing to an audience of one, which is you, and that you may be glorified, God, and God, that you pour your oil out on us, God, and that your glory will fill the room, your power will fill the room, God, that your glory will descend into the sanctuary, and lives will be transformed, and we'll never look the same, God. Even when we turn and look at one another, the glory will be so great on us, God, that, God, will look different, God. Our whole posture, our whole position, our whole features will look different because of the glory, God. God, we ask you right now that deliverance will take place, healing, God, dry up cancer, AIDS, HIV, everything that will be in the room tomorrow night, God, any sicknesses, lung problems, God, any troubled minds, God, be the God that heals the mind, God. We thank you. And we give you glory, Jesus. God, be with us on tomorrow night, God. God, let your presence fill the room, God. God, let us leave drunk in the Holy Ghost, God, that we can't even make it to our cars because the glory is so thick within us,
glory,
God. Don't let your power just work on us, but work within us, God. God, you said a good man steps are ordered by the Lord. So, God, we need your hand to show up on tomorrow night, God, and move in the midst of the service, God. Yokes be destroyed and bonds be burst. And minds be regulated in you, oh God. God, even this hour of warfare, God, we know you are a keeper and you are a deliverer, God. God, so we stay in the faith, believing your word, believing your promises. They are true, God. And God, help us that we line up with your word, line up, line upon line, and precept upon precept, because your precepts are good for us, God. And God, we thank you for what you're going to do, God. God, anoint Brother John like never before. God, anoint every vessel that's going forth on tomorrow night, that they minister effectively, that we sing in the spirit, we sing with understanding, God. Yes. In the name of Jesus, God. God, have your way in us, oh God. God, we deny ourselves, God. We deny who we are. God, we're nothing without you, God. So, God, let your Holy Ghost power stand up within us. God, that we'll be able to minister to your people, God. We minister to the broken place, to the dry place, God, to the bewildered place, God. God, help us, God, that there be a clarity in the room like never before, God. Let there be a sweet sense, God, in the room, God, that you will receive because of our praise and our worship, God. And with us coming together with one accord, not trying to be a movement, but being an element to the movement of who you are, God.
Yes.
God, help us,
yes.
Oh God, that we be mindful that you get the glory, God. Make a praises for our works, but God, that you be glorified, and you be lifted up, God. For if you be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto you, not unto us. But God, it's unto you that you receive the glory, God. And we thank you for it now. God, we deny ourselves. We humble ourselves, God. And God, we bow at your feet and we worship you because we know you are a holy God. And God, therefore, we must be holy if we're going to be anything like you, God. Help us, God, to with all to stand on tomorrow night, God, that if you tell us to stop singing, that we stop singing because you're moving, God. You're healing. You're destroying yokes, God.
Oh,
you say
yes,
stop
God.
Preaching. God will stop preaching because there won't be time. There won't be space for the minstrels to minister, God, but because your glory will fill the temple, God. God, that we'll not be able to stand, God. Let not one person be able to stand in the room, God, with a proud look on their face and deny your presence, God. But let us bow, God, and honor you and reverence you for who you are, God. That we be enslaved to your glory on tomorrow night. Shema Shatoya. And we thank you right now. And we believe all things to be done in you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
brother,
yes,
that was a powerful prayer. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
My God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold for a minute, brother, and we're going to come back. I'm telling y'all, I'm just full over here. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. We thank God. We're going to go to a song real quick by our brother, Benjamin Dubé. And I'm telling you, and right after that song, we're going to click on our other guest. We have another guest. We thank God. I'm telling you that we're going to click on, and also we're going to go to back to our brother, too, Minister John. And then we're going to hear a little bit more from our brother, Elder Stephen. Is that all right, y'all? We'll be back. I'm telling you, I didn't want this. It's an interview-like, but I didn't want it to be like just an interview. You know what I'm saying? But I want it to be where different ones, I'm telling you, so many messages coming in saying they are being blessed and how they are feeling the power of God right now. So we're going to go to this great song of healing, and then we're going to come right back to our men and women of God. We'll be right back.
Stand still
and look up.
I know
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, awesome, awesome, awesome. We thank the Lord. I'm telling you, that was just powerful. By our brother Benjamin, I'm telling you, I'm just throwing a day. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about being alive and being able to open up my eyes this morning. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got up for 2 days at 5 a.m. I laid there like, wow, why am I up so early? You know, I went to bed at 2 and it looked like I went a couple of hours, you know, and woke right back up. But the thought that came to me was, hey, thank God for waking up at 5. Because some people ain't waking up at 6 or 7. You know what I'm saying? They gone on. And so we just thank God. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. We have a great brother. I'm telling you, I'm going to click our brother, Elder Stephen, back on. And I want to bring back our Minister John on as well. I'm telling you, what's going on here? And I need these men of God right now. I need y'all men of God right now because I have a prayer request where we have a brother that is listening in right now there in Amsterdam, Netherlands. And what's happening is he is a DJ there. And he has an awesome show that's featured many, many of, this, I'm telling you, around the world. I have your mic on right now, Minister John, and also Elder Stephen. I have y'all mic, so I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let y'all say something. What's going on is I want y'all to pray for this man, a guy, because he's really been a huge, when I say huge, I mean a huge blessing. To many artists, his heart is so huge for them, and he has an awesome website, and I'm telling you, he's been playing music and being supportive of the young people, and I want y'all to just speak a word to him and just pray for him. He's listening right now, because I know that God is really going to open up doors for this man of God to travel and to do what God has given him to do. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's just really, really awesome. And I know that God is going to really do it up for him. And so he's listening all the way in Amsterdam, Netherlands. He's been very supportive of this ministry, you know, getting it out there and having me on his website. And I'm telling you, we've been working together, and it's just been awesome. And so I'm going to start off with you, Elder Stephen, and then we're going to go to Minister John. I want to, he's listening in. Just say a word of prayer for our brother. I'm telling you, I don't know directly what everything that he is going through, but we all know that God knows. But I left him a message, and I said, you know what, we're going to pray. He was listening to us, and he said he felt the power of God so straight, so strong. He said tears was rolling down his face, and God is just awesome. And so I'm really praying that God will really bless him and his family there in Amsterdam. So, Elder Stephen, I'm going to let you go first.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Just God, we thank you for this young man, for his gift, for his call. God, what you have put him on this earth to do, God, to make his mark in the earth, God, to advance your kingdom, God. I ask you right now, God, to touch him, touch his wife, touch his house. God bless everything that he put his hands to do. God, let it begin to prosper, God. God, everywhere his feet shall try, let it be blessed, God. God, we ask you right now, God, to give him not just the financial resources, but grant him favor, God, with people, yes. God. Give him divine and kingdom connections, God, to advance him to the place where you will have him to be in you, God, to network, God, to minister and to get your word across this land. Every soul that needs to be save, God, ask you right now, God, to encourage his heart, God. Enemy is defeated over his life. God, you spoke the word over his life, God. And God, you're watching your word for it to perform. So, God, we ask you right now, God, to manifest your word in his life, God. God, every decision he begins to make, God, let him seek you first and begin to consult you, God, for direction, God, that he may be endowed with power to withstand even when adversity comes. Because when the great door comes, adversity comes. So, God, we trust you, and I'm speaking to your life, young man. I don't know who you are, whatever situations you're dealing with, whatever the enemy is trying to oppress you with, and you are liberated. Man, we release you right now in the spirit of grace that you be graced with grace in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for the liberty that you're about to experience in your life, the rest you're about to experience in your life. God, we ask you right now, God, to lay your hands on him. God, let his conscience be clear in the name of Jesus, God. Let no sickness come nigh thee, and nothing that tries to hinder him, overwhelm him, and overtake him. God, for he should have a testimony that God has done it again concerning me and my household, and that ministry shall flow like never before. He won't be stagnated anymore, but there should be a flow in your ministry, and that he begins to speak life no matter what's going on. Your word says, if we decree a thing, it shall be established, God. So life and death is in the power of his tongue. God, let him use that instrument to speak life into his situation, God. Everything that's dead, let it become back. Let it come back alive. That's concerning you, God. In the name of Jesus, and it is so.
Amen, Minister John.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. It's an awesome time in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, my brother in Amsterdam. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for supporting the work of God. And for supporting this wonderful woman of God, supporting her ministry, I want to let you know that God will honor you.
Yeah, that's right.
God will support you and will support your ministry.
That's right.
He is the God in whose hand your bread and your life is.
Yeah.
He is your maker. He is your savior.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. Moses said to the children of Israel, stand still and watch and see what the Lord will do today.
Yeah.
That the Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more.
Mm.
And I prophesy into your life this morning that every challenges, every situation, every circumstances, whatever their title, whatever their name, that there is a name that is above every other name.
Yeah.
That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We decree into your life liberty in the name of Jesus. We speak peace. We speak prosperity. We speak growth. We speak blessings. We speak healing.
Amen.
Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, it says, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Yeah.
This was Isaiah's revelation when eventually King Uzziah died. King Uzziah had a lot of issues and was preventing the work of God. But after he died, Isaiah's eyes were open and he began to see the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I decree and declare that every covering, everything that is covering you, that the Lord will set them on fire and consume them with the power of his presence in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
Your voice will be heard around the world, that your ministry will expand beyond regions, beyond coasts, beyond cities, beyond countries, beyond continents, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will meet you at the very point of your need, that he will make a way for you where there seems to be no way.
That's right.
That your enemies will not rejoice over you, they will not laugh over you.
Mm-hmm.
It's able. He is able. The word of God says he does exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And
that's
that
right.
is who he is. When you ask him for something and you get just that, then know that he's still working, because he will certainly do much more than you have asked for.
Yeah.
And he will surprise you. He will embarrass you. We speak the blood of Jesus over your life. We speak the blood of Jesus over your family, over your ministry. We speak the blood of Jesus over your affairs, over your radio station. We speak the blood of Jesus. Over your business, we speak the blood of Jesus. We speak blessing. We speak protection. That the Lord will hide you under the shadow of his wing, and the light of God will shine upon you. You will not struggle. If you were struggling before, that by the reason of this ministration, that you will struggle no more. And that by the reason of this frustration, every obstacle in your way, the Lord will uproot them before you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And every setback, every problem, every challenge, whatever their name, whatever their title, Our God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we ask or think, will remove them from your way in the name of Jesus. We'll uproot every one of them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
He will bless you exceedingly. He will promote you exceedingly. He will increase you exceedingly. And I want to decree and declare that to you that it is well with you. What says to the righteous, it is well. And I'm saying to you, brother, it is well with you.
That's right.
It is well with you. It is well with your family. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you there in Amsterdam. I hope to talk to you one of these days, and I hope to meet you one of these days. As we continue to rejoice in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, Minister John, you know, I'm so excited about this Bring Down the Glory, you know, concert. It's more than just a concert. It's like a movement, you know. We're looking for miracles and the overflow and everything to happen. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about the meeting and thinking about what you were talking about and our brother, Pastor Solomon was talking about and Elder Stephen, and, you know, we were all coming together about this. And I'm telling you, I began to think of the song. I'm telling you about miracles, reaching up and reaching out. And I remember the Lord letting me know that, you know, his divine overflow of blessings and healing and miracles, that is miracles that we haven't even saw yet, you know. And I'm telling you, it was just something. And as I was standing here, I began to think about that. And my voice ain't really all that right now because I've been singing for the last few days. But I'm just going to sing a couple of verses of this because
Please
I know ahead. Somebody right now is in need of a miracle, is in need of something. We all are looking for God to do something. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I sing this song, it just does something to me. I can feel, one time I was singing it so in the house, I was hearing keys turning. I was hearing all kinds, seeing doors being open. And it's a song of encouragement to let us know that whatever we need from the Lord, all we have to do is reach up and grab a hold to it, and we have to have faith, and we got to believe and not just think about what's happening right now, but speaking and saying, God, I thank you for that door. I thank you, hallelujah, that the way is being made for me. And so I'm going to sing this song the best way I can, because like I said, I've been singing for the last few days, but it goes like this. It says, reach up for your miracle, reach up for your miracle. It's yours today. Let the Lord have his way. Reach up for your miracle. Praise God for your miracle. If you just believe, then you will receive. Your miracle is now. Yes, your miracle is now. Just reach up and grab it. Your miracle is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, your miracle is now. Oh, your overflow is now. Yes, your overflow is now. Just reach up and grab it, yes, your overflow is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes, your overflow is now. And it just keeps going on saying your healing is now. Your prosperity is now. And it just keeps going on and on and on. But I had to sing a couple of verses of that to just let someone know somewhere around the world that your miracle is now. It's not yesterday. It's not in 2 weeks. It's happening right now. And if we just focus our minds on what God is doing now, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think about what we feel God didn't do yet. It's not about the yet. It's about the now. And that's what he's saying. He's saying praise him for the now, praise him for the next, and praise him that it is finished. Hallelujah. And I thank him on the day. I'm just on fire over here.
Wonderful.
I'm on fire this morning.
God bless you. I want to use this opportunity to quickly give a shout out to Minister Tracy Talota.
She
just released her video. It's on Facebook right now. Minister Tracy is one of a unique, powerful woman of God.
Yes, she is.
An awesome minister of God's word. Of God's word is a worshiper. She's a worshiper. She's powerful. I just want to give a shout out to her, and want to tell her congratulations for the lovely video she just put out. It's a lovely one, and that the Lord will continue to increase her. Just like you said, bring down the glory is not just a concert. I agree with you. It's a movement.
By the next time
we're talking about bring down the glory, wherever it's going to be, Minister Tracy is going to be there, live and direct.
I'm praying for that.
We are going to join forces and bring God's presence down in such a mighty way that the train of God's glory will fill the temple. And you know, when he fills the temple, sickness cannot stand his presence.
That's right.
Death cannot stand his presence.
Yeah.
Pain, sorrow cannot stand his presence.
That's why
he is God, because he is God and he can do everything and anything, and nothing contrary will stand his presence. Once he steps in, every other thing will bow.
That's right.
We want to give God glory. I want to use this opportunity once again to invite everybody. Please, wherever you are, mark your date, mark your time, mark your diary, mark your calendar for tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m.
Yes.
Detroit Time.
Yes.
You can tune in live if you want to. You can go download the app, and then also we have some live transmission that's going to live streaming of the event. Assuming you can come, so that you can also, but we want you to be there so that you will eat the first fruits. You'll be one of those that will eat the first fruits of God's presence, of God's glory, of God's power, God's anointing.
Yeah.
You don't need to be told. You don't need to be explained. You don't need anybody to tell you about it. You want to be there to experience it. And
once again,
the venue is Winners Chapel, Detroit, RCCG. And is at 13980 Greenfield, Detroit, Michigan, 48227.
Yes.
I want everybody, does open at 6 p.m. Let me use this opportunity to also quickly give a shout out to my pastor, Abraham Adeniji, who is the host pastor of this event. A wonderful man of God, that's hungry for souls and hungry to get men and women to heaven as much as possible.
Yeah.
He's after righteousness, he's after holiness, and works very hard at it to prepare men and to prepare women for that final call of God, so that all of us will gather in the presence of God, glorifying his name and worshiping his name forevermore. Pastor, I want to tell you we love you. I want to tell you we appreciate you. I want to tell you that the Lord will continue to increase you and continue to expand you and continue to bless your ministry and continue to embarrass you. I will continue to embarrass you with blessings. Blessings too much that you can handle. He will open heavens and pour out blessings upon you, press down, shake it together, and run it over. He will expand you. He will increase you beyond Detroit in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless you, sir. We want to thank you. I want to also use this opportunity to thank you, my sister, Tanya.
Yeah.
My own sister, God bless you. God bless your ministry. God bless you exceedingly. We are short of words. For what God
wow.
is using you to do concerning this event, we can't even appreciate you enough. We are so grateful, and we are so grateful and so thankful. Bless you, sister. Continue in the strength of the Lord. Continue in the grace of the Lord. The Lord that has started this with you will continue with you and will take you to places beyond your wildest imagination. And you'll begin to wonder, oh, really?
Oh,
you'll be
yeah.
so shocked what God is going to do, and he's going to do it for us in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you so much.
Yes, God bless you. I think, Elder Stephen, are you still there with us?
Yeah,
yes,
Pastor
I am.
Solomon, want to say, yes, Pastor Solomon,
yes.
I want to say something quickly, too, before you go.
Yeah, you want to say anything else, any last remarks before we get off of here?
Who, me?
Yes, anything
Hallelujah.
Else you would like to say?
Just,
Hello?
You know, I'm grateful to be a part, you know, to be considered to be a part of this great movement. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Amen. 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 Does Pastor Solomon want to say anything before we go off of here? Minister John?
Pastor Solomon wants to say something.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so excited to be here in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm sending greetings to Dallas. And I hope and I believe the Lord will use us mightily and his presence will overwhelm that worshiptorium like never before. And I know he will show glory, his power, the power of praise will move his glory to come down by force.
Amen.
And then I'm believing God that life and souls shall be saved, which is the main reason for us to gather like this, to come and praise him like never before. He said, praise him that is feminine will come down. His mighty power will draw near. This end time is so sober in our heart. It's so dearly in our heart that we have to, you know, make sure that a program like this or a movement like this come to pass. And I'm so happy to be here to be part of this program in Detroit, Michigan. And I've been praying. I said, Lord, what I want to come to Detroit and meet with my angelic sister. We have been asking.
I know. We
have been praying about this almost 3 years ago, and then with Evangelist Victoria Ipa. She's doing well. She's also sending greetings. When I came here, I spoke with her. She's also sending greetings, saying one of these days she will definitely come and join us. And we believe that the Lord will do tremendous things in her life. And I also want to use this opportunity to also make you know that come next season of this kind of program, I'll be coming with the total force with my family. My wife is a powerful singer, Evangelist Eva Wright, and my baby Wisdom is already on the keyboard. So it's going to be a family, praise cantata. And then I believe the Lord will do my Evangelist Eva. I believe she's listening to us now from all the way from Dallas. A powerful evangelist. She has a ministry on her own, youth ministry. She goes out there to talk to the youth, you know, bring out the destitute and the less privileged and so on. And then we believe the Lord has been using her, will equip her and give her more strength to go ahead and do his work in Jesus' name. And the rest of us in Detroit, I just want you to know that God Almighty is with us. The Lord is with us. In Detroit, and hallelujah! I kept on hearing that sound of hallelujah, that the glory of God will come down mightily tomorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. And just put on your dancing shoe, because I'm not coming here to play. I'm coming here to dance. I'm coming here to praise Him like never before. I am telling you, you're going to hear an uncommon worship, a kind of praise and worship that you have never heard before. Yes, this is why I'm here. I'm coming here to praise Him like never before. With fire by force.
I know that's one.
God bless you. Yes, God bless you, sister, Evangelist Toya, Brother Anderson. I'm so excited you are there. I believe you're going to meet in a few minutes' time We're about to kick off going to the church and do some dress rehearsal and so on. So let me just hand the line over to somebody else. God bless you.
Yes, God bless. I'm so excited. I also want to give a shout out to all of Africa, once again, to my family there in Abuja and also in Lagos. You know, we just thank God for all of our African family around the world. You know, I'm really excited, and they're excited. A lot of people there in Nigeria and Ghana and Cameroon and over in Kenya and Uganda, different ones want to look in on tomorrow. Yes, they've been leaving messages saying, sister, let us know what time you're coming on. Send a link, and we're going to be up. You know, and we're gonna be watching and listening in. So I'm just really excited. So once again, Africa, we love you. All of my family there in Jamaica, over in the Caribbean, we love you. In Brazil, we want to say God bless you. And my sister in Switzerland, Nadine Rakusi, we want to say God bless you too. And I'm just really excited. I'm excited.
Okay. Wow.
So
God bless you.
Ending us off, John, Minister John, we're going to go off with one of your music medleys here, your praise medley here. And we just thank God. So in saying that, I'm excited. I will be in the house tomorrow. Miss Angel on deck is what everybody calls. Everybody calls me Miss Angel on deck. So we thank God. But I'm also Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and we will be in the house tomorrow.
Evangelist Tanya Johnson, we are excited in the house. We are excited in the house. We look forward to meeting everybody out there. Everybody, we are ready. Fire it up in the presence of Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Glory to Jesus.
Yes, I'm thanking them. I'm thanking them already, and I'm going to be seeing y'all in a couple of hours. We're going to come over there and see how we're going to set up everything on tomorrow. So I'm just excited. I'm really excited. So in saying that, God bless you, Minister John and Pastor Solomon, and also to our Pastor Abraham and to Elder Stephen and all of our brothers and sisters that's a part of this great Bring Down the Glory, and everybody else that's listening in around the world. We just want to say God bless you. We thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And so right now we're going to end this off with our brother, Praise Melody, Minister John. And just look forward to our links. Links is going to be posted tomorrow. We're going to be promoting on all of the pages and the media pages. And I'm telling you, just click on, listen in, and be a part of this great Bring Down the Glory. And always know that God loves you and that Miss Angel on deck loves you too. God bless.
Yeah. Oh. What a memory. Yeah.